The monthly jobs report out today was a bit of a letdown for economists. They had predicted that the U.S. would pick up 1 million new jobs in April as more people got vaccinated. But the Labor Department said the number was actually much less, about 266,000. President Biden addressed the numbers and said it's clear we still have a long way to go.
You might think that we should be disappointed. But when we passed the American Rescue Plan, I want to remind everybody, it was designed to help us over the course of a year, not 60 days, a year.
Joining us now for more on these jobs numbers is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Happy Friday.
Oh, thanks. You too, Tanya.
Yeah. So what do you make of this big mismatch in the numbers? What's going on?
Yeah, it is remarkable. It is actually the biggest mismatch as far as a disappointment in the numbers based on the Bloomberg Economist surveys that we've done going back about 25 years. And the reasons for it are still being debated. One suspected cause is very technical. It's what's known as the seasonal adjustments. And what that means is that during the spring and the summer, there tend to be a lot more jobs outdoors. Anything from, say, construction or landscaping to amusement parks. So what the government does is they try to adjust the numbers in an effort to determine how many of those jobs actually are new as opposed to, say, the same seasonal jobs from last year. This is a really complicated process that often throws economists for a loop as far as when they make their predictions. And it's made a lot more complicated by the fact that if you look back to last April, right when all the lockdowns really began to hit the economy, the U.S. lost almost 21 million jobs last April alone. So that's really complicated the math here when doing these adjustments. But like I said, it's being debated as to whether that's the main reason. Another big issue is there was a drop in manufacturing jobs, and that's likely due to still remaining problems in the supply chain. For example, car makers just can't find the computer chips they need to make cars. So, Tanya, obviously that means fewer jobs in that sector.
Yeah. And what other sectors are where hiring is weaker right now? And maybe what sectors are people actually hiring for right now?
Yeah, so it very much tracks the kind of reopening of the economy trend. For example, leisure and hospitality, it's a big category that includes jobs in bars and restaurants and hotels and casinos. That was a big standout with an increase of 331,000 jobs in the month. The flip side of that coin, though, is that the category of couriers and messengers fell by 77,000 jobs. And that likely reflects the fact that people are shopping more at retail stores rather than ordering online and going to restaurants rather than getting delivery. So a lot of those delivery jobs were eliminated last month.
I have just about 30 seconds with you. What will the Biden administration be weighing, you think, in the coming weeks and months ahead to improve this jobs picture? We heard the president speak a little bit earlier about, you know, the jobs rescue plan is supposed to be a year, not 60 days.
Right. So I think the big problem right now is there are a ton, millions of unfilled job openings out there. So I think they really need to get people more comfortable about the risk of the virus, get more people vaccinated, and a lot more of those jobs will be filled. And we'll see those job numbers looking better as the year goes on.
Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. As always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.